This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Plymouth State University's new president has been on the job for a few weeks now after officially taking over last month. Donald Burks comes to higher education in the Granite State at a time when college affordability is a hot topic on the New Hampshire primary campaign trail. He joins us now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
As you know, students graduating from New Hampshire are leaving with what's known as the highest debt in the nation. You know, at Plymouth State, graduates have an average debt of about $31,000. What's your response to families who say they just can't afford it?
You know, it's getting to be a challenge, and it's a challenge for all of us. I think the best thing I see on the horizon, or what I think has been great, is if you look at Plymouth State's tuition over the last 4 years, including the amount of scholarships that have been added to it, actually the tuition this coming year, net of the scholarships, is lower than it has been for the last 4 years.
We've heard presidential candidates rolling out various plans for how to make college more affordable. Hillary Clinton, for instance, wants to increase aid to states to make college debt free. Bernie Sanders is arguing we should do away with all tuition at public universities and make it free for everyone. I mean, do you see either of these plans as viable?
No, I don't, to be honest with you. I think they're more political statements than anything else. But I think we really do need a plan and a strategy going forward to help the students and the families. I think we're at that point where if you look at the impact education has had on our economy over the years, and the role that universities have played as the center of transformative elements in economies, they're invaluable. And we've got to figure out a way to make it work. And I think we need realistic approaches that we can afford.
Do you believe that the state of New Hampshire is putting enough resources into higher education?
Honestly, no. I think there's maybe been a disconnect between seeing what the value of education is to all the communities of people within a state and the look that it's maybe a private benefit. I think if we really realize the impact universities have on a state and its population and its economy, I think we'd be much more enabled to invest in education. It really is an investment. I think we've stopped looking at it that way sometimes.
What's on your list of goals for your first year at Plymouth State?
We're going to try to focus Plymouth into some areas that really tie in with the surrounding community. I'm a real believer in the relevance of education to the transformation of the region you're a part of. So we're going to attempt to work on creating a creative community around Plymouth. We're going to focus into probably 5, 6, 7 clusters where we will excel in and where we will partner with the community. And I call the community a pretty broad region, maybe for 2 hours drive from around Plymouth. So the students get that real world experience, so that businesses and nonprofits and others will get the activity of students working with them. Because I've really seen, we play on a global scale now. There's no such thing really as a regional university.
Donald Burke is Plymouth State University's new president. Thank you so much for the time.
It's been a pleasure.